Lord, thank you for being with us tonight and giving us the weapons that we need to succeed against the enemy when he attacks us with fear and anxiety. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. The Lord gave us a really good teaching tonight to help us be strong against the attacks that are going to come up in the next few days and weeks. And today is October the 12th, 2015. There have been some things on my heart and mind today. I made some decisions today, and we took some action on some things. And we've also, there's also been some change in the air, which has been interesting. But I'm going to go ahead and go through with the message here, and I'll fill you in on that as we go. Lord, what do you want to say to us tonight? He answered me, not to worry. Will you stop worrying? Is that what this is, Lord? I started crying. I've been feeling so insecure. It's vague. I haven't been able to really discover where it's coming from. But we made some decisions and moved forward today. And the Lord continued, and he said, yes, that's what this is. I am with you. You have done the right thing, and I will bless it. But you need to trust me on this and stop worrying. Well, part of this is the the owners of the property that we've been living in for 14 years now have come back into our radar. They're wanting to retire here, and they're preparing the front house, which needed a bathroom, and planning on moving back in. And eventually they'll want this house too. But we've lived here for 14 years now and invested a great sum of money in repairs and improvements, a lot of money, in the hopes that we could buy it from them someday. But they don't seem to be interested. In any case, we don't really have anything to offer them anyway. But I've gone to the Lord with this because we're so established here, and this place is so perfect for us. And the neighborhood has changed a lot since we've been here. And the Lord told me that he had this under control, so I'm struggling to trust him every day. I see those workers come in and work on the bathroom, and I know it's going to be only a matter of time before they move in there. And I am worried, you know, and I have to continually put that worry down and trust in the Lord. So he said, and you worry. I said, yes, Lord, I am worried. Worry and faith cannot coexist. You need to stop worrying and start trusting me that I am with you, and you are in my will, and this is in my control. At that point, when I thought, I need a confirmation, and I called Ezekiel, and I said, honey, I need a word from the Lord. Am I on the right track here? And he opened the Bible promises to Holy Spirit. You can't get better than that. So I said, okay, this is the Lord. Then the Lord started speaking again, and he said, my dearest, I will not let you stumble and fall. I will not disappoint. I am directing both of you because your hearts are bent upon my will. In all things, I have my reasons. Now, I do wish to speak about trust. This is far too rare among my brides. My dear ones, by association, you are so exposed to the world. Not that you choose to be, but rather out of necessity. So you must guard your hearts even more, that the thoughts and fears of the world don't seep into your mind and color your feelings. Fear is the number one tool of the enemy. Fear and its response, worry, are rife in this world. To combat them, you must be vigilant, more vigilant. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. If the enemy can get you to worry just a little about one thing, without you noticing that it's going on, then In a couple of days, he can get you to worry about another thing without you noticing it, and another thing. And pretty soon, he has established you in a habit of worry and fear. Your poor mother, she was a real worrier. Worry is what put her in her grave. In fact, worry is a primary factor in aging. And I was thinking to myself when he said that, oh, Lord, are you sure this is you? And he continued, he said, if there were any such thing as a fountain of youth, it would be producing rivers of trust. And this is what I come to offer you, trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on me. And when he said that, I decided to look up the scripture so I could put it on here for you. And this is what it said. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. And this was the clincher, guys. This really got me. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. And then the Lord laughed and he said, gotcha. You see, you didn't trust me even with this simple word. You were thinking fountain of youth. Am I hearing things? But I gotcha. I had to smile. Yes, indeed. You got me, Lord. Caught me in the act of unbelief right there. Good. That's the second confirmation you'd had of me tonight. Would you please relax? Okay. Thank you. Now back to our topic, worry. Worry is useless. What is needed is faith. And in an old version of the scriptures, that's in Luke 8:50. How can my bride handle this onslaught of anxiety with faith and trust in me? I have come through before. I will come through again. I am the God of breakthroughs. If I wish for a planet to disappear, it bursts into pieces and flies through the universe in shattered remnants. If I wish to change the orbit of another, I nudge it ever so slightly and it spins off in another direction. If I wish for the day to break, I raise up the sun. And when I've had enough, I put it to sleep again. Do I not have complete control over the elements? But then I say to man, here is your earth, live on it. Then I watch and wait to see what man does. And when the time is ripe, I take it back and renew it in the splendor I'd created. I remove the dissenters, the troublemakers, and turn it over to the righteous and the meek. Then I give them godly wisdom to administrate it. When wicked men choose to start trouble, I thwart them. They must wait until I choose to unleash them. When my children and my brides turn to me with repentant hearts, I extend mercy and time to them. Though the wicked ones gnash their teeth, they must wait still longer. It is by my decision that wars are begun, and by my intervention, wars are finished. Don't you see how in control I truly am? So why do you let little things like where you will live and what you will eat and where trouble you? In the scope of things, these are foolish worries. Truly, the very things the pagans lust after. It's in Matthew 6. Rather concern yourselves with fulfilling my will and all righteousness. When you see the naked and the poor, be like my Father to them. Clothe and feed and meet their needs. Do you not know that to the degree you care for my needs, I will care for yours? Do you know why some receive miracles and others don't? There are many reasons, but one is that some take care of others and some take care of only themselves. Those who care for others take a special place in my heart. And at the appropriate times, I break forth with a miracle for them. You have noticed this because I've drawn your attention to it, Claire. I would almost say to you, my brides, if you have not been about my business, you should be more concerned for yourselves. Except that I do not deny you access to my mercy. I am hoping that as I reveal my mercy to you more and more, you will become more and more like me, reaching out with mercy to those who are hurting around you. Oh, there's so many dynamics you are not aware of. But when I see a soul who within their heart carries infinite trust in me, I cannot deny them what is right for them. They have drawn from my wellsprings of mercy with their vessel of trust, and the larger the vessel, the more mercy they obtain. So you right now have in your possession the weapon of all weapons. Jesus, I trust in you. Say this from the heart every single time the enemy insinuates anxiety and fear. Yes, this will be your breakthrough confession. Repeat it often, totally ignoring the demon's remarks. You will, in fact, cause them much anxiety and confusion. I started to laugh at that point. He said, yes, you may laugh about it. It is funny. Yes, Lord, I can just hear them jumping up and down, red in the face, screaming, didn't you just hear me? You're going to lose your job. You're going to die of cancer. Your wife's going to leave you. God won't help you. You're a sinner. The Lord continued, and your proper response is complete deafness to their lies and a simple confession to me. Jesus, I trust in you. End of story. This is your weapon, my brides. Is it too simple? Are you looking for something more intellectually and biblically sound? I'm sorry if I've disappointed some of you, but it's time to slay the dragon on the battlefield with one simple swipe of your sword. All the reasoning in the world will only confuse you. Don't you think the devils are very clever with reasoning? I tell you, they are. What they don't have or understand is faith. It is completely foreign to them, and yet it defeats them every single time. Yes, the mere faith of a mustard seed puts an end to their most intricate plans. Even the plans of the mighty are thwarted by the faith of the simplest believers with the mind of a child. So I have given you mighty weapons of warfare. Go forth wielding your faith and discouraging the onslaught, and we will have the victory. I am with you.